Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Politico with this column with the headline, "Are Democrats coconut pilled?" How about that?
How dare they?
Some want to see Kamala run again. They go on to write, Holly Otterbein, who's based here in Philadelphia, at a conference for the DNC members last week, no party officials outright dismissed the idea of another Veep run from Kamala Harris and her campaign. And some said they were willing to back her if she ran again. Senior Democrats not ruling out Kamala Harris as a potential presidential candidate for 2028, but not all of them fully endorsing the idea either. For party leaders, Politico writes, it's a delicate balancing act. Some want to show respect for the outgoing vice president, but also share a sense of skepticism about her future prospects. For others, they have genuine enthusiasm for her candidacy and believe she lost because President Joe Biden simply exited the race too late. Quote, I would be on board with Kamala Harris 100% with whatever she decides to do. I think she is a phenomenal person. I think she is a phenomenal candidate, said Yvette Lewis, a member of the DNC executive panel. Quote, we were able to turn things around so quickly, and that is a testament to her, end quote. She's back. She's visible. She's vocal. I don't think she'll ever be viable. This is clip K1. Here is Kamala Harris with the newest word salad doozy and a cackle to boot. Listen and watch this. Forks up.
And I ask you to remember the context in which you exist. Yeah, I did that.
Oh, my Lord.
I ask you to remember that this struggle is not new.
She literally has the audience laughing. The way I interpret that is they're laughing at her because she's back to the word salads of the normal person observing and consuming and absorbing what she's trying to say, cannot process what she's saying. And it almost seems like there she made a joke about herself where she's like, yeah, I'm bringing the salads back for the end 2024. I might even have a fork as well, like Sean Farish. I got to say this. She is the gift that keeps on giving. And I mean this in all sincerity. I never want her to go away. Please let her be the option in 28, in 32, in 36, in 2040. Let her run until the end of my lifetime, the end of my kids' lifetime. I don't want term limits. Let her run at 90 years old. I mean, first of all, she's got no chance. She's never won a primary. She never will. If Gavin runs, if Shapiro runs, she's automatically at least, best case scenario, third place on the Democrat side. But if there's a belief that, hey, look what we did in 112 days. Imagine what we could do with a full year, year and a half. Let them keep selling and spinning that way, Sean, because I'll sign up for it right now. I think I could beat her if I were to run as the option in 2028.
No, let's not get crazy.
Well,
right?
That's probably not.
Although, you probably could, right? I don't think you probably could, especially if you imagine yourself in the context in which you live. You know, I mean, there's a Sun Tzu quote. It says, never interrupt your enemy when they're busy destroying themselves.
Yep.
So, you know, like I'm with you. I endorse. I'll vote for Kamala Harris. I will change my party affiliation to Democrat and vote for her in the primary, just like they tried to do with Nikki Haley.
Yes.
I will gladly. Could you imagine? You know, we were robbed this year by Joe Biden dropping out of the race early.
Yeah.
We were robbed of the Vance Kamala VP debate. Instead, we got Vance Walls, you know, I'm a knucklehead, right? But, could you just imagine a campaign between J.D. Vance, or maybe it's not Vance, maybe it's DeSantis, or whomever it might be in 2028. I think, Vance is the early front runner, but it's too early to know.
Yeah.
You know, could you just imagine that? Oh, I would. I please inject it into my veins. It's what I need.
It's so far out that, Dawn, I think right now, some of these Democrats that go out on the record and give a quote have to say something semi-sincere about her. You know, it's the holidays. I mean, Trump hasn't even taken office yet. But they have to know, right? Like, deep down inside, there's no way they really want her or believe in her and that she's a viable candidate, right? Like,
we want her.
Oh,
she's fabulous. But Hercules.
But these Democrats, like, Yvette Lewis, she has to know that Kamala is a losing stock. Okay. And if Shapiro were to announce, they are all going to get behind Shapiro, not Kamala, right?
Yep. Shapiro, Andy Beshear, take your pick. Those will be the front runners.
I agree. All right. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. I just love that quote. I would be 100% on board with whatever she decides
to
do.
I'm 100% on board also. Sign me up. Go ahead. Runner. Please do it.
Well,
You ever see Liar, Liar? Yeah. You ever see the movie Liar? Settle.
Yeah, Jim Carrey at the desk.
That's where I am.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is with her is now, there's also the story out there that she has aspirations for Gavin Newsom's soon-to-be former job as the governor of California in 2026. I mean, there's a possibility she could lose that before even trying again in 2028. And if she loses for governor, she's got no shot.
I don't want her to do that. Okay. The only reason why, because then she's going to drive a lot of Californians out of California and into Tennessee. We don't need that. Okay.
Right. You guys have inherited
enough. Let
her
run for president.
I agree.
No, we don't need it. Yep. You know, the cool thing is, though, there's a study that went out about 80%+ of refugees from California that moved to Tennessee are voting Republican. Okay. So they're doing the right thing.
You said a third?
No, 80.
Oh, 80. Zero. Well,
yeah.
Good.
After 2020. So, but I don't know how many more of those there are left.
Right.
Okay, so we don't need to keep taking chances with refugees from Cali. Thank you.
Agreed. All right, 9:12 Thursday morning. Let's get caught up in the world of some other stories that maybe we have not discussed yet. It's time for Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9.
It's the Big Three at 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Number one, Sanctuary City supporters jamming traffic, protesting on Independence Mall and demanding President Joe Biden use the remaining time he has in office to dismantle America's deportation mechanisms.
Not going to be on my watch.
Nearly 100 demonstrators blocking traffic during the evening rush hour, causing a lot of headaches and a lot of jam traffic with sign waving. This rally that blocked traffic, especially at the foot of the Ben Franklin Bridge. And so who was there but our own district attorney, Larry Krasner, speaking out, speaking to the crowd, telling them he would not hesitate to charge ICE officers with crimes if they violate the law while taking official action.
Oh, okay. You know what we should do? Send Tom Homan down here to the Ben Franklin Bridge. Let's scoop up Larry Krasner. We'll scoop up those protesters that are against deportation. Farish, get the Trump appalt ready, and let's fling them across the border as well.
We're going to fling them over the border like nobody's ever seen. We're going to fling them so far. Nobody's ever flung anybody. You know, we love the Trump appalt, right?
The Trump appalt.
It's incredible. Load it up. Give them a parachute. Flying bad hombres.
Unbelievable.
Learn the new trick. Look at them. There they go.
Actually, it's totally believable. It really is. Right at the foot of the bend, right where we start the bend to the shore bike ride, people having their 5 o'clock rush home disrupted. Thank God I don't have to go that way. I would have been fuming.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
It's great for afternoon drive radio hosts. So Zioli loved it because he just probably had a massive bower.
Right.
But other than that, no, it's a big inconvenience.
So we have in court the suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect identified as Luigi Mangione. In court in Pennsylvania right now, as I speak, for two hearings, one on the forgery and firearms allegations and charges in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the other on his extradition to New York. Mangione is not going to fight extradition. That's the word from his attorney. And so he is expected to be, you know, immediately today, he's expected to be extradited then back to Manhattan, where a grand jury indicted Mangione for the murder, first-degree murder as an act of terrorism in Mr. Thompson's death. Uh-huh. So that's the update on the Mangione case. But the sad part, I will tell you, is that outside the county courthouse, they have protesters there who are gathering in support of this alleged assassin.
You know, it's, I go back to that poll that we cited yesterday or 2 days ago where 41% of under 30 Americans under 30 years old saying that the murder of the healthcare executive was an acceptable action. Mm. That's you talk about bad polling and Ann Seltzer in Iowa. I'd like to think that that's an outlier, that if that poll were to be redistributed across different polling platforms to a larger sample size of Americans, that 41% would be lower.
I don't know.
That's just,
you know,
sick.
I don't know. This under 30, listen, they've been told to hate the rich. You know, I don't even think they have to even justify like the whole what does the it might not have to be a healthcare CEO. It could be Zuckerberg next. You know, I saw a death threat, a veiled death threat on X say, oh, you know, Elon's a CEO of several companies. Do with that information what you will. I mean,
oh, yeah. Oh, I guarantee you there are people out there that would love to put a bullet in Elon's head. There's no 40% question.
40% though is high, but I will say I wouldn't be shocked. Mm-hmm. It's bad, you know. People think he's Batman or like Robin Hood or like Dexter, you know, from the show Dexter Morgan. Like it's, they think this is like there are a lot of people who think it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just go on Blue Sky. Yeah. You'll see it all over the place.
Yeah, this embracing of, you know, vigilante justice. I mean, this is real life. This is not Hollywood.
This isn't even justice,
right?
Too. That's the whole thing. Like,
I know.
You know. You say vigilante justice. It's like if someone gets their hands on Lake and Riley's prisoner killer in prison and, you know, kills him, people would say that's vigilante justice because he killed somebody. Like this. That ain't justice what happened in the streets of New York City, right? And nope. But there are people who think the problem is there are people who think it is.
Yep. That's a good point.
And that's the issue.
Our news, our big three, I should say, sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com where gift cards are always available. josephanthony.com covering news and a special number three in our big three, health sponsored by Budget Blinds, because the CDC is confirming this morning a case of severe bird flu. This is a Louisiana patient.
It's from
first
the drones.
Severe human case of H5N1 bird flu in the United States in Louisiana.
I actually have a
drone
clip.
Flu.
Phil Omquist, if you can pull up clip 15, California declaring a state of emergency due to the bird flu. If we have that, let's roll that in Dawn's Big Three here.
I'm Ellen Laban, live from ABC 7. California has declared a state of emergency in response to the bird flu. Governor Gavin Newsom made the proclamation in order to streamline and expedite the state's response to the virus. This virus has spread to 16 states, and California has reported 34 human cases. That's more than any other state. All infected individuals had exposure to infected cattle, and California also has the greatest number of cattle herds infected.
So California, that courtesy of ABC 7, has the largest amount of cattle herds, apparently. So just in time for another Trump presidency, we got to have, you know, viruses floating around. Time to mask up, everybody.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing, though. The largest cattle herd that I've ever seen is called The View.
Oh!
I had to do it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had to do it.
We love shots on this show.
Well, if you want to... Well, maybe close the blinds on something. It's the holiday season. Budget Blinds, your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. The only no-questions-asked warranty in the entire business. Schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. Thank you, Budget Blinds, for sponsoring health news in our Big Three.
First, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group, where I just recently drove the 2025 Hyundai Tucson. It is the brand's most popular SUV. Bold new design with plenty of cargo space, while its standard all-wheel drive has great gas mileage to keep you prepared for any adventure. It also protects you and your family with best-in-class safety. You can visit Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown right off of Route 422 or Piazza Hyundai of Westchester on Route 202. Online for your convenience anytime at PiazzaHyundai.com and tell them Nick Kale sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Dawn here, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. You know, these models have such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And they have thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles that are available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Jimmy Kelly, let's get to what's on the cut sheet part due.
What's on the cut sheet
part due?
Oh, we got some good ones for you. Obviously, one of the biggest stories of the day is that House bill that Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and anybody with a functional brain decided to oppose. And I always like to hear, and I haven't heard this clip yet, but anytime John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, speaks, I like to listen because he makes me laugh. He throws out pot shots. He makes jokes. But he's a very common sense guy. And here's what he had to say with Lawrence Jones this morning on Fox and Friends on Fox News regarding that big disastrous bill yesterday of 1,500 plus pages and all sorts of ridiculous spending proposals. Mr. Kennedy, what say you? Clip 27, Phil, if you don't mind.
Well, Lawrence, I saw what you saw. I mean, it's a multiple vehicle pileup. I knew as soon as I saw the bill, it was going to be trouble. The thing was as big as a Costco, and Speaker Johnson had to add a lot of spending porn to get the Democrats on board. This can be fixed. Here's what: if I were king for a day, I'm not, and I don't aspire to be. Here's what I'd do. First, I would tell everybody to take their meds. Number two, I think President Trump is going to have to consider coming to Washington. Oh. I mean, let's face it. He's the president now. It's not President Biden. President Trump needs to sit down with Mike Johnson and John Thune and come up with a new skinny CR. If the president wants to do something on the debt limit, we need to find out what it is and put it in the bill. And then the president's going to have to help Mike sell it in the House. Democrats are not in the House are not going to go along with it. Mike's problem, Speaker Johnson's problem, is that on the Republican side, he's got a bunch of free-range chickens. I'm not criticizing it of them, but they wander off, and Mike can't catch all of them by himself.
So can he be Speaker?
He's going to need, if I can just finish my thought, he's going to need the president's help. Now, after it passes the House, it's going to come to the Senate. Mm-hmm. The president's going to have to sit down with John Thune and Chuck Schumer. And Chuck is going to come with a laundry list of spending porn. And President Trump's going to have to say no. And Schumer's going to say, I'm going to blame it on you. And President Trump is going to say, I'm going to fight.
Yeah, Senator,
and that's
the way
we'll get it done.
I got you on the process point. And I think it's well taken. And I talked to the president yesterday. He made it very clear that he likes Mike Johnson and he's in a difficult position, but this is not the right way. I guess the big question is, and you put it out there, that he cannot control the House right now. So can Mike Johnson remain Speaker then?
There's one person that can control the Republican caucus in the United States House of Representatives right now, and that's Donald J. Trump. That's my best assessment at this point. Could that change? Sure.
Yeah.
But Speaker Johnson cannot. It's clear he hasn't been able to do it. It's not his fault. I mean, I'm not sure anybody could. But he can't get all the Republicans together in the House. And in order to pass the CR, he's got to do that without Democratic support. But I think President Trump could. And I hope he'll consider coming to Washington. Like I say, he's the president. It's not Joe Biden.
So there you have it. Senator Kennedy laying it out, saying this is a multi-car pileup. That bill was as big as a Costco, and we need a skinny CR. I mean, this is Trump's party. This is Trump's party until further notice. So I'm not opposed to anything that Kennedy said there. The question is, and it's easier said than done, and I would ask the question, how do we get this bill to look much skinnier, right? Because Vivek Ramaswamy said 1,500 plus pages. This thing could be done in 20 pages. And then, of course, all of the absurd spendings, nothing bigger than $60 billion for Ukraine. So how do we actually get this to where it needs to be, where Trump, Elon, Vivek, Doge, and anybody with a functional brain says, okay, now it looks good. How do we arrive at that point, Sean Farish?
Step one is eliminate every single dollar of foreign aid. Yep. Every dollar.
Yep.
Everyone, if everyone wants, if all the folks on X and some of these representatives, like Representative Murphy from North Carolina, who calls himself a Republican, who says, no, this is going to hurt the disaster victims and the farm, the people who need farm aid. OK, fine. So write me a standalone bill that addresses disaster victims and farm aid. That's all. Don't tie it to Ukraine. Don't tie it to Israel. Don't tie it to anybody in any other country. If you're telling us we agree that, you know, there are Americans who are suffering, let's help them.
Yeah.
That's it. It's very easy. I mean, you are legislators. Legislate. That's it.
Right?
Pass the bills that address the problems that Americans are facing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Americans are not facing problems in Ukraine right now. All right. To the tune of $60 billion, especially with regards to how much we've already sent them.
Right.
All right. Eliminate every dollar of foreign aid. Let's start there. That'll free up a bunch of money. Okay, that'll probably take a few pages out of the out of the stack, and go down all the DEI initiatives, this global engagement center, whatever that was, that's a censorship haven. Take it out.
Yep.
Take out anything that doesn't directly address problems that are being faced by Americans right now. That's where you start.
You know, here's a question that a House Republican or a Republican senator, or maybe even a Democrat, could ask when we talk about the foreign aid and the funding that we give to nations like Ukraine. We've been bankrolling Zelensky and giving him blank checks for coming up on 3 years. We've given him $14.2 gazillion. I just made that up. We've given him a ton. Why doesn't somebody actually have the brains and the balls and say, honestly, sir, with all due respect, we've given you X. What is another $60 billion going to accomplish, right? Like, you can only, you know, prime the pump so many times before you realize it's a losing endeavor. Don't you have to draw a hard line in the sand and say enough is enough? The gravy train is drying up.
But this is the problem, because it's not just a gravy train for Zelensky. It's a gravy train for, I mean, it's obvious now. Right. From 30,000 feet, we can look at it and say that. Right. And that's the right question to ask. The problem is there is no right answer, and you're not going to get a straight answer. You're going to get, well, would you rather fight the Russians over there or fight the Russians over here? That's what they'll tell you. And they'll say the same thing about the Middle East. Well, would you rather fight them over there or fight them over here? Well, I don't know, but the border's wide open, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have to fight them over here soon anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Them or the Russians.
Right.
If the Russians want to come here, they can come through Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how many came. So, you know, the point is, as you said, well, we've already given you $14.2 gazillion, and I think it's actually more than that. Even though gazillion's not a number, all right, it's probably more than that. If gazillion was a number, it's more than what 14.2 gazillion would be, right? What's an additional $60 billion? But the point is, it's going to air quotes Ukraine, right? But Zelensky may not have even seen the money.
That's true.
He may have seen some of it, but it goes to Ukraine, defense contractors, and then back into the pockets of the Lindsey Grahams of the world, the Dan Crenshaw, who's behaving like an HOA Karen, okay?
He's cooked. I mean, I saw your tweet about his meltdown last night. Is that it for him, you think?
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, if it isn't, the people in Texas, too, need to be deported. All of them.
And again, you can separate your admiration and respect for his service and everything he did as an American soldier while also criticizing what he went on. So what specifically, because I missed it and we don't have the clip on the cut sheet. Can you give us like a cliff note version just real quick of what he melted down over?
Well, Nick Sorter, the independent journalist, he's on X, a big account.
Yeah, he used to be Tucker's producer, right?
Yeah, he was on with Tucker Carlson. He does a lot. He's done a lot of work in East Palestine, Maui, Western North Carolina. As a matter of fact, he was one of the first people to drop off Starlink receivers in Western North Carolina when there was no internet. Internet came there because of him.
Yep.
And Chris Hall, I believe, the meteorologist or weather storm chaser guy. But he tweeted about Crenshaw that he heard, Nick heard, that Crenshaw was a yes on the CR. And Crenshaw came out and just lit him up with, you know, cussing and you little effing S this, that, incel this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, nasty stuff. And then Cat Turd, you know, another big account on X, came in and said, stop whining. You're a pro Ukraine war pig. And then he called Cat Turd, a female dog, and you're a this, that, and I serve. Meanwhile, Cat Turd's a veteran. Like, it's a whole thing. Yeah. Like, it was a whole, and he just won't stop melting down. Now a video has surfaced of him getting snippy with a 10-year-old over her quoting him saying something, and he's yelling at her, don't question my faith. I mean, this guy's got the thinnest skin in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't take anything away from anybody who served our country. Same with John McCain. But you're now serving your country in a different capacity, and you're doing an awful job.
Yep.
An awful job, right? I mean, this is basically like deserting on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not serving us anymore. You're doing us a disservice.
Yep. All right. We've got time for one more here. I'll give you the pick, Sean Farish. You can go dealer's choice here of one of these three. Adam Kinzinger slamming Stephen A. over the January 6th FBI presence. You can go Dick Durbin on the NCAA transgender athlete issue, or you can have your Joy Reid moment in the sun. And it's about Trudeau, by the way.
No, we're going totally. I want to hear Joy Reid talking about a fellow woman.
So. All right. Here we go. Clip 1A.
Glasses are on.
Joy Reid. There they are. Get ready for the explosive diarrhea. Joy Reid goes into a high-pitched voice to mock Canadian Prime Minister, a.k.a. the governor of the 51st state of Canada, Justin Trudeau, as she fumes over how he was emasculated by Donald Trump. Clip 1A, Phil, let it rip.
And right now, Trump is that toddler, and he wants nothing short of complete obedience and constant adulation for everyone to say they love him and praise him and tell him he's the best president ever. And it'll never be obsequious enough or vigorous enough. He'll always want more and punish and humiliate even those who do comply. Just ask Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and all the black Republicans who went to the mat for Trump during the campaign only to get snubbed as he builds his administration. He will always reward weakness with more humiliation. And that includes foreign leaders like Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who went to Mar-a-Lago last month to kiss the ring, behaving like Trump was already president, which he's not. And how does Trump reward him? By publicly mocking Trudeau on his social media site, once again calling Trudeau the governor of the great state of Canada. Joining me now is Tim O'Brien, senior executive editor of Bloomberg Opinion and MSNBC political analyst. And I have to tell you, this Trudeau thing really bothered me. Let me just put up this tweet that Trudeau posted on... Why is he still on X Twitter? But he posted this tweet of himself. Look at me next to Donald. Look, what is he doing? When will people learn, Tim, that emasculating yourself before Trump, as Ted Cruz did, as so many have done, doesn't help and just makes him
worse?
That's
good. That's good. I don't need the contributor's opinion. We heard enough from Joy, who, by the way, is dressed as Goldmember from Austin Powers 3 in that clip. Sean Farish, your thoughts?
I can't unsee that now. That's bad. That's funny. Well, first of all, she makes an error in the beginning, right, where she says Marco Rubio got snubbed. Secretary of State, right?
He's not a snub to me.
Yeah, I don't think it's a snub. Yeah. Ted Cruz, you want to make Joy Reid's head explode? Just say Ted Cruz is the next on the short list for the next Supreme Court justice, okay? I mean, make her, right? She's going crazy. Trudeau's kissing the ring because he has to.
Right.
First of all, he's going to kiss Biden's ring. Mm-hmm. Biden's going to sniff his head if he bends down to kiss it. Come here, just there, sniff you. The problem with Joy Reid, okay, is she's like, when are these people going to learn? When are you going to learn?
Yeah.
You are a nobody. 54% of your audience evaporated in one night because Kamala Harris lost. They never watched for you. They watched because of the hopium that you spewed on national television. Nobody wants the race baiting. Nobody wants the grifting. Nobody wants the hate. You know, so when is Justin Trudeau going to learn? I'll give Queen Justine a little credit. She already has learned Queen Justine. She already has learned who the king is in the room. It's Donald Trump. Joy Reid is the one who hasn't learned a damn thing. It's probably because she's incapable.
Yep. Well said. That'll do it. Cut sheet part two. We'll come back. We'll get to Today in Music History with Phil Omquist. Find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show and wrap up this bad boy on a Thursday morning here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But first, a word from my friends at DuckDuckGo. That 30-day free trial, it's coming to a close. Have you taken advantage of it? If not, well, here's one last opportunity. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. We're talking about the Privacy Pro 3-in-1 subscription service, free for 30 days, and then just $9.99 a month after that. With all of that, you get the VPN, you get identity theft restoration, and you get personal information removal. Three features for the price of one, and that price for the first 30 days, $0.00. After that, just $9.99 a month. Do it today. We've all done it here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I personally, when I signed up about 2 months ago, over 50 things online with my personal information, including social security number. After about 4 weeks, I was down to just 3 things left. I couldn't be happier with it. I seriously would encourage you to do it, because if you don't, it's dangerous. If you've ever put any information out there on the internet, these portals, you know, web portals for doctor's offices, social security, credit card, address. You don't want that stuff out there. Use DuckDuckGo. It's more than a great browser. It's more than a great app. It is your personal information now removed, safe, and secure. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Free 30-day trial. Do it today.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I hope you join me next spring on the Italian Riviera. My Christmas card, I'll show it on the air when we get a chance, but it's singing Volare. It's a trip of a lifetime. That's what we did last year. We'll do it again this year. And yes, Lorenzo and Romina, they're back with us. Conservative Tours, crafting an itinerary that is amazing, enchanting. Tuscany, the Riviera, the Northern Italian Lakes region. Cinque Terre, dining events. You're going to write home about $53.78. Yes, that includes your airfare. You got to do this. Pisa, Michelangelo's Florence, the fashion capital of Milan. Call toll-free, 888-733-9494. Go to conservativetours.com. Do this today. Just a couple spots left. Luxury hotels, a Mercedes coach, a tour leader who is absolutely the best. That's Conservative Tours in Italy. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Charming Siena, home to Il Palio, medieval Manhattan, San Gimignano, Modena, Lake Como, Vernazza. Join me next spring in Italy. ConservativeTours.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Look at that. Look at that. Dawn Stensland, not even able to breathe. Doing all the running around. She was out there in the hallway doing the Trump boogie. Conservative Tours.
All three of us in a box were doing it.
Phil, Sean, and I doing the YMCA.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. That's what we do, baby.
Woo!
That's what we do. Lots of spots before the holidays. Little radio insider. All right, this segment brought to you by Turn 7 Liquidations. Closing liquidation, Turn 7 Liquidations. They must vacate and liquidate immediately with massive extra 50% off savings. Everything for Christmas, electronics, furniture, toys, and more toys. Now being sacrificed at an extra 50% off. But hurry, Turn 7, Philadelphia Mills. It's like the opposite of the house spending bill. Everything is very cheap, so take advantage of it today. All right, speaking of today, it's time for Phil Omquist's Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. Kale and Company.
Today, December 19th, we celebrate the birthdays of Kevin Shepherd from Tonic and Doug Johnson from Loverboy. Heavenly birthday shouts to Jimmy Bain, Avon Lee from 10 Years After, Zal Yanofsky from The Loving Spoonful, and Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. We also lost Robert Buck from The 10,000 Maniacs on this day in 2000. Singles include Heart of Stone by The Stones in 64, What It Takes by Aerosmith in 89, and California Girls by David Lee Roth in 1984. Also in 2015, MJ's Thriller became the first album to sell 30 million copies in the U.S. In 64, the Beatles were atop the album chart with Beatles for Sale. In 57, Elvis Presley had his draft notice served on him for the U.S. Army. In 55, Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes. In 96, Avenue H in Lubbock, Texas is renamed Buddy Holly Avenue. In 2015, Springsteen was a musical guest in SNL, where he performed Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Paul McCartney. In 2012, Nick Mason, the drummer for Pink Floyd, stepped in to save Foots, the historic London music shop where he bought his first drum kit. And in 1980, 9 to 5 opened in theaters. And in 97, Titanic did the same thing. But lastly, it was reported yesterday that the last two Sam Goody stores were closing, one in Ohio and one in Oregon, thus killing off another part of my youth. And today's music history is sponsored by Winter Ford. The Winter Ford Cherry Hill Get Ready Holiday Sales event is here. See Dino Rucci and his team for discounts and rebates up to $10,000 on new Fords. Call 1-800-428-4000 for details. Check your savings at winterford.com. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
There you go, Philip Omquist, with Today in Music History. All right, I believe Dawn is off the treadmill. She might be on the Peloton right now.
She's slowing down.
And she's on deck at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we have. Oh, my God. I just had to run to the parking garage to get you guys' gifts because I forgot them this morning. So I was nice. I put on the timer and it was like, and then I was, the elevators were all stuffed. So I'm like up and down.
Shocking.
Like four flights of stairs.
Yeah.
So they were laughing at me. They're like, run. Like, I have 30 seconds. Anyway, we have, we have Dan Borowski, who's working triple duty, has set up amazing interviews. Stay right there. Buckle in. We've got major breaking news locally, nationally. Trump, Elon, Vivek, what's going on? Wow. It's an incredible day. And literally, we have four major breaking situations happening.
Four.
We may, and that's in 4 minutes, we're going to know much more. Okay. So stay tuned.
All right. Dawn Show coming up top of the hour. Great job today, Sean Farish. And you're good to go tomorrow for 8:30, right?
Absolutely. Good to go. We'll be there. We'll have a great time.
All right. Mary Walter will be in with me tomorrow. We'll have another cut sheet at 7:45. Sean Farish. Dawn, enjoy your holiday. I know I'll see you tomorrow night at the Andy Chan block party. And then we'll all be back together again on Monday, January 6th. Also, tomorrow on the show, I don't know what the big take is yet, but at some point in the 6 or 7 o'clock hour, I am going to roll out. So, Sean, I'm going to send you this list. I want your thoughts on it at 8:30. My top 25 TDS sufferers of 2024. I'm going to give a top 25 of Trump derangement syndrome stage 5 sufferers. It's going to be the greatest list of all time.
Okay.
All right. Is there a
vaccine fantastic
for
list?
No, there's no vaccine.
Time.
There's no boosters for any of it. You just have to deal with it or die. All right. That'll do it for us. Everybody, have a great rest of your Thursday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. We're back one more time for 2024 tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.